I already have my director here. Okay, Steven.
Okay.
Hi, Steven.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Evan. I'm a director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, man. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I see here you were just speaking with Ryan, and she did get you qualified, or at least pre-qualified for this opportunity we have here today. With that as well, she sent over like a file just giving me a rough outline of your business, which I'm just going to clarify a few things for myself with. We got a lot of different options here, and I just want to get you only what's necessary. But before we get into any of that, is there anything I could answer for you, Steven, that you maybe have questions for?
So tell me again what you're offering as, what's your service? What are you offering to do?
Yeah, so here at Local Splash, we're a full-fledged digital marketing company. So pretty much any corner of the internet that is actually reputable to get more clients through, we'll represent you on, make sure the programming's correct, and just ultimately drive you a new traffic and new prospects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's get right into this. Enhance, tell me a little bit about this company. Like you're doing, what exactly?
I do cabinet refinishing and refacing.
Gotcha. Specifically just cabinetry. Do you have like a workshop that you work out of?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. That means you're legitimate about this. How long have you been doing it for?
About 13 years.
Wow. Wow, that's a heck of a long time. Congrats on that. That's pretty cool.
Actually, it's about to be 14.
Wow, really?
In December.
Wow.
In December, it'll be 14. Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Nice, nice. Congratulations on that, man. That's definitely not easy to do, especially with having such like a niche practice as you do. You must be really talented, like in all honesty. I talk with people every single day. And when it's something like that, it definitely means that you're skilled in your work. So that's awesome, man. Congrats. With this, man, you're doing like both residential and commercial, or are you mainly like fixated towards the residential side of things?
Residential.
Perfect.
Yeah. Don't really have a desire to do commercial. Of course, that also makes me a terrible business owner, but whatever.
I don't know. I feel like you can essentially take your time a little bit more with the residential side of things. You aren't burdened with pumping out a bunch of just cabinetry in general. So I definitely get your angle on that. Now, with this, I mean, are you doing any type of marketing? I do see you have like a Home Advisor Angie's Leads page currently up and running.
Yeah, I don't really give a rip about those. They're there.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did Home Advisor years ago when I first started. I set it up. Seemed like a good idea at the time, especially for a new business that just needs, you know, to get your name out there and get some volume. Once Home Advisor became Angie, their pricing structure changed. The quality of the results changed. And I frankly, though that profile is there, I mean, I don't even know if I have an active listing there because I have not done anything with them in, I mean, a good probably 5 to 7 years. I mean, that old listing is just hanging out there. They call me occasionally. I never return their calls. I mean,
I get what you're saying. And in all honesty, I've been in this business for a little bit. I think you got out right at the right time because they did change their structuring. Like in all transparency, they changed their structuring entirely. And I'll say this, that they bring me a ton of business just because of how unsuccessful they are.
Oh, really?
It's something to be had. But yeah, here essentially.
Like
go ahead.
Yelp is just one of those, like, you want to check the boxes, right? Like, is there a listing on Yelp? Yes. Have I advertised with Yelp? Yeah, a long time ago. Oh, well, I mean, it's probably a couple of years ago. Was not happy whatsoever with those results. And,
right.
Just had them turn that off because I was just like, yeah, no, it's all right. You're just kind of wasting my money.
Right.
So
that's not a surprise on me either. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's strictly what I'm sorry.
I pretty much strictly Google. I rely mostly on SEO. Frankly, most of my business doesn't even come from pay-per-click. It comes from the fact that if you Google the search terms, I'm going to be in the organic, right at the top of the page in the map.
Right.
You know, the landscape where you need to be to, you know, frankly, be successful, you know.
That local section next to the map is definitely going to be helpful for you, for sure, without a doubt. But with what you do, in all honesty, I mean, you said have you tried pay-per-click with Google before?
Oh, yeah, I do pay-per-click. I mean, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, really? And how are you liking that?
Oh, yeah. Well, so the company that I currently use for my marketing, for both pay-per-click and for SEO, they manage both of those for me, and I've been with them a long time. And they kind of have a niche that they have been marketing for, companies just identical to mine for a long time. Cause my company is a franchise. Enhance is a wood refinishing franchise.
And, oh, okay.
That's how I got into it. I bought the franchise, you know, 14 years ago. And, this company that does the marketing currently, they're kind of like a preferred partner with the franchise group, have been with the franchise group for, I mean, over a decade or more.
Right.
And so they really understand kind of some of the niche elements, in search terms and all the algorithmic driven kind of data and that kind of stuff. And so they do a good job. And one of the things I like is, and it may just be because I've been with them for a long time, but they will let me kind of turn it on and turn it off, right? When I want pay-per-click, they'll crank it up. And when I want to back it off and, you know, not spend any money on it, they are able to turn that, basically dial it down, turn it off.
Nice.
And so they're not charging me for, well, yeah, you've got a contract and you're set up with this or that. No, for them, it's just, you tell us when you want it on and we'll turn it on. And if you want it off, you turn it off.
Awesome.
And I know there's probably not a lot of places that do that because it's kind of like, well, you set it up for recurring stuff because that's frankly how you can make some money. You know,
right.
You can't run around all day just turning switches on and off for different people because you're just going to, something's going to get messed up or whatever. You can't make any money just keeping things on and off. But
I mean, that's how we operate here. We don't really tie any of our clients down with contracts. And it also does have at any time that you can put a pause on it if you find enough work or you just get to a point in the season that you want to back off of things. We have some of the same things in place here. So
that's good.
With that, if you don't mind me asking, like, what's your budgeting looking like for, like, your monthly on them?
What do I pay them? Are you sitting down? I know it's so shockingly low that it's like, dude, what did you do to get that kind of pricing? So for pay-per-click, what I pay them, not my pay-per-click budget, but what I pay them to manage pay-per-click is like $249 a month.
Okay, which you pay to manage them.
And yeah, that's their management fee, you know, just to keep my terms updated and go out and, you know, make sure that that's all current. I don't think there's a lot they have to do because the aforementioned, I rank very highly and have had my website and those links long enough that Google kind of gives it some priority because I guess just from the activity and the reviews and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then my, what I pay them for SEO is about $349, $350 is all I pay for SEO management. So I know I have a really good deal.
And that SEO management, does that include your ad spend?
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
So, that $249 that I pay them for Google management, that does not include ad spend. My ad spend would be just whatever I tell them. You know what I mean?
So well, what about that extra $350? Yeah, that extra $350 doesn't include that?
No, that's to do SEO stuff.
Oh,
blog postings, go out behind the scenes on my website, to do kind of programming stuff, whatever, specific to SEO, specific to that organic, kind of element, if that makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. It's interesting. And I'm not saying you don't have a good price. I mean, it's all right, but we can honestly beat that. We'll be able to provide every single service that you're getting and maybe a few more as well as take care. Yeah, without a doubt. We'll be able to take care of all of that, put you on 50 different directories aside from Google, like everything else, that they're probably representing you on top of a couple other name brands, as well as take care of your Google ads, putting about 100 of those individually every single month. Also taking care of about 400 individual Facebook ads every single month. And we'll do all of that like on a month-to-month basis, no type of contract. With you being around for 15 years, let me go ahead and apply this discount for you. Yeah, so I went ahead and did that.
So one thing that's missing that I have been kind of bothered about is they don't do any social media management. They used to, but I don't know if you remember a few years ago, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. There was a big like data breach with Facebook.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of people got credit card stuff compromised. I mean, it's a big mess, right?
Yeah.
So at that time, they were doing Facebook posts and Instagram. And after that, because there was such, the franchisees had such an uproar, you know, if you can imagine, you know, this is, you're dealing with franchisees' money, right?
Right.
I mean, people just were really upset and were kind of blaming them. And it's, I mean, I know, because I know, frankly, just I have enough sense to know. It had nothing to do with them. It literally was on the Facebook side. And
right.
Just because you're managing someone's Facebook doesn't mean that you can somehow control if Facebook has a data breach, right?
Like, exactly.
But they were literally franchisees, like threatening to take their business and all that, like, we're going to go somewhere else. And so with all the hubbub, this company just said, you know what, we're just not going to do Facebook anymore, just forget it, you know.
Yeah,
like it was significant enough of an event that they literally just said, we're pulling it, we're not going to mess with it. But the problem is now I don't have that. Now I have no, you know, social media management, if that makes sense, right?
Just no really like consistent presence or just like just current presence on it that's keeping you out there on there. So yeah, that's
like my social media management is my wife. I don't give a rip about social media, even though I know like I need it for my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my wife just goes out and she'll say, hey, I'll do a posting or whatever on Instagram or something. And whatever you do, like boost it, I guess that's the term, boost it or something.
Right.
And so that's the extent of my social media management. My sweet wife helping her poor husband, her incapable husband. Yeah.
That's sweet of her to do that.
Her boomer husband. I'm kidding. okay, I'm Gen X. I'm not technically boomer, but I might as well be. I know at this point Gen X is considered boomer anyway, so whatever. But my wife is very sweet and she helps with that, which I'm grateful for. But even that, I mean, we have four kids, so she doesn't have time to do a bunch of management on that. I mean, that's when she has, you know, no time and she has some free time. She's not obligated to something. She's like, hey, I could do an Instagram, you know, boost or whatever. Like, okay, sure, yeah. She's like, well, give me some pictures. So I'll give her some pictures. You send her some pictures she can put out there, whatever.
We can take care of that. No, I appreciate you letting me know. It definitely sounds like you're trying to balance it out. But we'll actually take care of that. We're a partner of pretty much everyone we work with, including Meta Facebook. So we know exactly how to program correctly on there. We're trained by them. Like I said, we'll put about 400 ads out there. If you have your Facebook connected to your Instagram, it'll carry over to the Instagram as well, just naturally. So we'll take care of that whole presence for you and really utilize that targeting advertisement, because you're right on the head. That's a whole group of people out there that you can really get, because they're targeted ads. If they're already searching, like, on the internet, any type of cabinetry that they need, or even if they talk around their phone and say something along the lines of an offer, we can have those ads show right up in front of them. And they're like in a nice, relaxed state when they're on Facebook, so they generally feel more inclined to look through the links and then from there actually make a call. So we'll take care of all of that. And take care of Google, like I said. Put those ads out there on Google, as well as take care of like 50 other directories. And we'll manage all of this. And with the discount that I got you, it would just be a flat rate of $549 a month. And that's a fixed discounted rate. We'll actually maintain that for as long as you have us.
Oh. Wow. And so wait. So when I mentioned, you know, kind of, there are certain times of the year that I, with this existing company, I'll literally just tell them, hey, I want to turn pay-per-click off. I don't need you to do, and it's not even that I'm not paying for the clicks. I'm literally not paying for the management of it, if that makes sense, right?
Like, they're just not paying anything at all.
Yeah, that's right. And, I mean, I have to do that because there's some months that, I mean, I could be so booked out that I won't even get work because I'm so far booked out, if that makes sense. And so there's sometimes it's like, hey, we got to back this off a little bit because I'm overwhelmed with just leads and,
that's not uncommon. I mean, I know, especially, for small businesses.
This guy's got great leads, boo-hoo, you know, like, I'm extremely grateful, you know, like that's a very blessed kind of scenario.
It's a good problem.
I'm not complaining at all. Yeah, I'm not complaining at all. But it is just like there's sometimes I have to just tell them, hey, right now we're going to turn off pay-per-click or whatever. Is that an option with you? Can I say, hey, next month I want to hold off on any of the management. Y'all can just chill. You don't need to worry about me at all. Is it an option to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We actually put that within our terms and conditions. We know as small businesses, it's either certain times of the year or just don't pick up, or in your case, it's not uncommon for them to just have enough work at a certain point, because what we do is really great. Yeah. We're really good at what we do. We're definitely going to get you enough leads to be in that same boat. So we definitely have that within it. It's not a problem. All you do is just call us up at least 3 days before your billing is due and we pause it for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there's only one reason that I would even entertain this phone call, and I'll just full disclosure, there was a guy who was in charge of the management of my account, and I've known him for, I mean, 10 years probably. Well, he worked at this, you know, media company. And their name is Kite Media. I don't know if you can, you know of them or have heard of them. They're based out of Logan, Utah. And anyway, he got this crazy opportunity, basically to work with family, like to work with his father-in-law. And I mean, it's really awesome. So he left that place. He left Kite Media. Well, the face of Kite Media for me was him. And they have a guy that took his place, And it's just not the same. The new guy, I mean, whatever. Everybody's not the same. Everybody's different, and different personalities are going to be, you know, respond differently to other personalities. But it's just not the, and not that I need warm and fuzzy, but his just attention to kind of what I want and what I need is just not even remotely close. Meaning, I have literally told my wife and been talking about, I wish we could find another place that could do our digital marketing because I'm just kind of over them. I feel very disconnected from them after that guy left. I'm, you know, hard to beat when you've had somebody that you've been dealing with for at least 10 years, right? Like, of course you're going to be, you know, kind of close to them and,
yeah,
you know, and so I, you know, again, not blaming them at all. They're extremely confident. I mean, I'm booked out several months, right? So meaning I don't ever worry like, well, crap, when am I going to get the leads? And I told you, like, sometimes I have to just tell them, hey, turn it off because I can't even keep up with what I've got, right? So all
right.
Good problems. So they obviously can do some things. But even my wife says, Stephen, anybody can do what they're doing. She's like, you don't need to just stay with them just because of the results. She's like, they're the personal element, if you're not happy with it, then you should find somewhere else, you know?
Right.
And so that's, believe it or not, that's the only reason that y'all are getting my time on the phone, because I'm literally working in the kitchen right this second. You can probably hear all the noise and racket.
I have no problem with that at all.
Because that dude left, I literally have been just totally open to, well, man, maybe I need to find somebody else. So,
I actually looked them up. Go ahead.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead. Right.
Paul, and I was just going to say that I was worried that because I did have such good rates with them, that there's no way anybody else would do it for that price, right? Like, I just thought, yeah, whatever, Steven. People are going to laugh in my face. Like, okay, well, you need to stay where you are because if you've got that kind of rate, we're not even going to try to beat that, you know?
Right.
So, anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
You were saying you looked them up.
Yeah, I looked them up, and probably something to do with just the difference in rates. The reason we're able to achieve it for a little bit cheaper is just to put in perspective, uh-huh. Like, there's levels to being a Google partner. The highest you can be is a premier uh-huh. partnership, and they've uh-huh. had their premier partnership since 2024. As for us, we've had it since 2006. So with that, we just have
a big
catalog of just training we've gotten, just individual resources they've given us over the years. So we're able to access and just do essentially the same job, if not better, at a cheaper cost because we've been doing this for 20 years now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure. And then
because I would assume that because, you know, y'all, whoever, Ryan, whomever is actually, I'm sure it's probably just an automated thing. There's you've got some system of cold calling, right? They're just reaching out to numbers, right? And people are just going to respond or not. They're going to either hang up on you or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if you all are premier, right, and have the kind of relationship that you do, people need to know that, right? Like, and know it very quickly. Like, know that that's the thing. Like, hey, we've got this kind of connections and this kind of relationship with Google, blah blah blah. Which, I mean, and she may have said that right off the bat because I had partly tuned. I'm assuming, was Ryan a lady?
Yeah, she's a lady.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm using the right terminology. There may have been things that she told me as soon as I answered the phone that because I was right in the middle of like doing something, I just didn't even hear what she said. But go ahead. Sorry. Dude, go ahead. I can hear you. You don't even hear me.
No, good. Oh, good. I was just going to also say, you do get an account manager with us, so you will have a face, a point of contact that's always going to know exactly what's going on with you specifically, that's dedicated to you. And even under them, they'll have like a team of specialists essentially. Like, one specialist will be strictly for Google Ads, one will be strictly for Facebook or on the other directories like Yelp or what have you.
That way, like, she can always refer. She'll have great expertise. I think all of our AMs have, our account managers have been with us for about 10 years or more. So they have a great deal of knowledge themselves. And then underneath them, if they ever need some finite expertise, they have that under them. So it's great that we'll have a same thing, like a face for you, someone that's always going to be there for you that you'll know personally.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what about when you have, like, you know, I have a franchise, and the franchisor is who basically manages my website, right? There's a team, there's people that all they do is make adjustments to the website and this and that. Do you all have experience working with those kind of, I'm sure you do, I mean, because if you've been around this long, I'm sure there's franchise that you work with.
It's not uncommon for us at all. We do that all the time.
Okay.
We can go that route. It's very minimal access that we need in the first place to go that route. It's literally like, like two lines of code we put in the back end of the website. It doesn't affect how it looks or how it operates at all. It's just so we can put you in existing. And that's basically it. And even in the sense that maybe you move away from that franchise, I wouldn't say they would do this, but if they felt some type of way, they're like, hey, we aren't going to represent you, which it doesn't sound like it's going to be a problem. We have in-house developers of our own that I can essentially just remake your website.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And they'll actually do that at no additional cost with the package.
Oh, really? Because I have another business that I started a couple of years ago. Same industry, but it just specializes in more like true cabinet refacing instead of Enhance has been a refinishing franchise forever. And so to kind of offset the disadvantage or just, you know, some of the competitive aspects that refinishing doesn't address, I started an additional business. And that business, I've never even set up a website for it. I have a domain I bought from, or actually I think I have two domains. I have a dot com and a .net. And I set them up a couple of years ago when I bought the business just so I could, you know, get the name and get the domain. And it was through, Canva or wait? Who is it? Someone that's directly connected to Google. Or has a good relationship with Google or something.
Maybe like Wix or someone, or GoDaddy.
Not GoDaddy, not Wix. Dadgummit. Anyway, whatever. Just saying that I would very much love some help with someone setting up that entity, and getting me some social media set up with that entity, right? Cause I'm just losing business over here because I literally don't even advertise it, you know. I mean, the good thing is I've only paid for domains, you know. I think I paid for, you know, the renewals, whatever, but I don't even have the business, you know, like a presence at all. It's funny. You can laugh about it because I told you I'm a terrible business owner.
I mean, that isn't necessarily being a bad business owner.
It does. It totally does. That's like casebook, textbook. Like, what are the number one signs of a terrible business owner? Do they market their business at all? No, that's textbook. He's a terrible business owner. I get it. I know. I may be stupid, but I know enough to know that, man, you got to market your business, dum-dum. sorry.
Well, we'll definitely be.
I don't mean to be self-deprecating.
No, it isn't that. I mean, you have like some type of route to market, is what I'm saying. So, off the clients you're already getting, off the marketing you're actually doing, you can kind of fixate into that niche. So it's not like there's no marketing you're doing. It's on the digital front. You don't have anything, which obviously it's just the technical side of it. It's hard to master. It takes a lot of expertise to do it right. And that's essentially where we come in. But we would have no problem representing that one, too. I mean, getting you on board with either, I think, would be a great move just to prove to you we can do this. And then definitely just extend it if you don't want to do them both simultaneously to the other one. So it's no problem at all.
Right.
We'll definitely be able to take care of that. And I actually went ahead and looked at something that we have. We still have it going where if we sign you on, we can actually, for the first month, give you a bonus $130 in Google Ads. So we'll throw that on just to get everything off with the jump start as well.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And so I have to ask this. So if I said, yep, I want to pull the trigger here, okay? First, how quickly do you turn around? Like, because obviously you're going to have to, somebody's going to have to talk to Kite and say, hey, we're going to take over here for Steven, right? And then they're going to be testing me saying, yeah, have fun with that piece of work. No, I'm kidding. if anything, it would be like a non thing. They're like, wait, who's Steven? What? No, they know. But, oh, you mean the guy that turns his pay-per-click on and off and doesn't pay us for doing work? Yeah, that guy, because I don't like to pay for something I don't need. But anyway, sorry, the question.
Yeah.
How fast does that kind of turnaround occur?
Yeah, so the timeline for us, so we would pay you up today, and I would immediately on this same call schedule your onboarding. That's with one of our specialists. It's scheduled at your best convenience. It's just a 45-minute call where they deep dive, get all the information that I don't get from you, set up those avenues so we can start getting the transition started. And then immediately when you get off that call, they get straight to work. Generally, within the first week or so, we get everything set up and over to us, as well as you start seeing those Facebook ads populate. Also, the Google ads will be out there around the same time. We'd like to hit that mark around the first 7 days to get those up and rolling. And everything from there is pretty much just going to be set up outside of that. I mean, if you want us to take over the website, we'll pump that out generally within the first 2 to 3 weeks as well.
Oh, okay. And then as far as, like, which just doesn't matter that much, it's just something for me to know and be aware of. So I know anytime you have a transition, there could be a slight kind of pause because – well, you had someone who had their hands on your marketing, and then because it's transitioning, technically no one has their hands on your marketing for X number of days, right? Meaning you're going to have a little bit of a lull in just kind of ads and stuff because, well, there's nobody that you can't just instantly make it. It's not like flipping a switch, you know. Is that what I should expect, or is it different than that?
It's a little bit different because honestly, it is kind of like flipping a switch with these ads. I mean,
oh, really?
Honestly,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Once we have access to it, once it's under us and we have what we need, we can immediately start rolling. Mm-hmm. Like I've had people we brought over from other agencies that as long as you have consistent communication with us in that first couple of days, I've seen people have us transfer them over, get them up and rolling as little as like 48 hours. So we definitely are fast with our turnaround.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's subjective, but we definitely try to waste as little time as possible when we get someone transferred over, especially if they're actively running stuff.
So where are you based out of?
We're based out of Fountain Valley, California, like in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, so how would you like...
Like your headquarters, that's where kind of all the operations and stuff are?
Yeah, that's our headquarters. A lot of us, like myself, like to work remotely. I mean, it's a nice commute.
Sure.
But yeah, we're all centrally located out of there. That's our HQ for sure.
Oh. Are you, this is a ridiculous question, but I'm just dying to ask. Are you real or are you AI?
I'm sorry I've been maybe giving off the inflictions that I'm not real, but I'm 100% real. I'm a
I figure we're getting to the point where I might not know and would not be the wiser, you know? I just figured I'd ask, whatever. Not that it matters. Cause, you know. Well, it does matter to me. But just figured out. I don't mean to be insulting when I say that.
No, you gotta ask, especially nowadays. It's getting really good out there. I've definitely seen it myself.
Yeah,
it's pretty impressive. But yeah, man, I mean, would you like to give this a shot, Steven? Like, at least just try us out for, like, the first month. Like I said, there's no contract clause. I mean, you even get a 30-day money-back guarantee, but I honestly think once you get your rolling, this would be something that you're very satisfied with.
I mean, okay, and I know you know what I'm about to say, because I'm 100% certain that you encounter it every day of your sales life. What's one of the objectives? What's somebody going to say? Well, what do they say? You know what I'm going to say. Could I think about it? Could we, right? Because that's what people do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your response to that objective?
Well, I'd like to ask, every single time I like to ask.
What is it that's going to keep you from holding, from not committing today? What can I say that'll help ease your mind? I know the techniques, dude. I've done this for a very long time.
Yeah, I just like to ask, like, what specifically you'd like to think on, because if anything, I can at least share resources at the end of the day.
Are there any objections that I could address that could help, you know, make you more comfortable with your decision? I can tell you, it's very easy. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with what you're offering. It has to do with my committal and changing something that I'm already very comfortable with. And the response will be, well, remember, we're offering this at no obligation, and you get a 30-day money-back guarantee. So really, you know, it's not going to cost you anything, and all you get to do is sit around and watch the results, and I know you'll be pleased with that. I already know all the things you're going to say, too. I'm not as terrible a business owner as I make myself out to be. The self-deprecating is, frankly, to put you at ease, so you're not feeling the pressure of me, whatever. So that's it. I know I said I'm 100% owner, which I am, but there is no decision that I ever make without my best friend, and that is my wife. And especially since, we're a small business, and frankly, she's just about as involved in the business as I am, though she's not an owner. She still is right there with me all day, every day. So there would be 0% chance I would make a decision without talking to her about it. And I'll tell you what she's going to say. Well, if you think that's right, or you think that's what we should do, then do it. That's fine. And I know what she's going to say, but I still would not ever make a decision without talking to her. And I know you probably get that from lots of people, like, yeah, I got to talk to my wife, or I got to talk to my partner, or well, we can schedule a call with them if you'd like for me to answer. No, it's fine. She's really not going to give me a hard time, but it very much is out of respect for my relationship with her. We're going to talk about it, and I'm going to tell her. And honestly, she's extremely intelligent, and she may have some questions that I would come back with and say, hey, what about this or that? And then that way, again, I'm making the right decision for my business, my family, whatever. I'm more interested than I have ever been in any other company that's given me a call about, you know, hey, what are you doing with your marketing?
And I have no problem with multitude of counsel at all. That's great that you have someone that has your best interests in mind that you can get a second opinion on. I really have no problem with that. In fact, let me get your email. I'm going to send you over literature, just giving you a detailed breakdown of everything we talked about, so you can give that to her. You're not just kind of telephoning it. What's a good email for you?
I want to see it too, anyways, because it'll help me memorize it. But so send it to modernwoodrenewal@gmail.com.
All right, so what I'm sending over is going to be a couple emails. The first is just going to be a link to our homepage. We've talked a little bit about us as a business, but that homepage really gives you a full view of just who we are as a company. So I'm going to send that over. I'll also, of course, send over a link to our quote breakdown. It'll give you everything like the pricing breakdown as well as all the features that are included with this package, so you just get a transparent view of everything that this encompasses. Next thing I'll be sending over is just some of our client success stories. You can see just the proof is in the pudding, people that we've done for carpentry, general contractors, pretty much all services, and see the success we brought them, because at the end of the day, proof is definitely in the pudding. And then I'll also send over just a rough idea of like a sample website in case you need to go that route or in case you're just curious about it. I'll send that over so you get an idea of what we do on that end as well.
Yeah, no worries. And so, hey, the pricing, what you just said, like $550, right?
Right.
Right. Was that right? I mean, or about something like that, right?
Yeah, $549.
So is that for pay-per-click and SEO work?
Right, yeah. So that's all-encompassing. That's your pay-per-click budget. That's your Facebook ad budget. That's the SEO. And even if you decided to, the website, all included within that price. There's nothing external or additional you'll pay at any point unless
then,
you specifically ask them to.
So that's... So the only thing additional would be, what do I want? I mean, like it is right now, what do I want my budget to be for pay-per-click? Like, do I want to spend $60 a day or $100 a day or whatever it is, right? Like that would be the additional charge.
No. So you're already spending $100 a month within that cost. We're already putting $100 direct, or no, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry. Not $100. $300 directly to your Google Ads budget for the month within that $549.
Really?
Yeah. So the
Dude,
other
that's,
$249.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wait. No. Hold on. Okay. Because I want to make sure that you and I are on the same page, because you're about to blow my mind if what I'm hearing you say is what you're really saying. Okay. So with Kite Media, currently, I pay them $249 a month. Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's what debits out of my account. That $249 is for them to manage my Google presence. So to make sure my ads are set up, like they structure the ads, they make sure that they're there, that they're set up, they have created ads, right? And that $249 is for them to just make sure that presence is there and it's operating and all the keywords, all the search terms, everything is in place. Okay.
Right.
Then I tell them, okay, I want my Google budget to, my ads budget to be like right now, I think it's $60 a day. Okay. And so they set in Google, whatever. And you know, Google debits my account or my card or whatever. Anytime it reaches $500, I'll see a debit from Google, and that's specifically for the price of just the price of the ads. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it could be if Google spent all 600 of that budget, right? Then I would be paying $60. Sorry, that would be six times. That'd be about $1,800. Okay.
Right.
Let's say that, which right now Google is not able to do that, but whatever. But let's say that it did spend $60 every single day. And so I spend $1,800 that goes to Google. And then additionally, I'm paying $249 to Kite. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same? Or so that's how it would work with you.
No.
It's no different than that, right?
No, it is.
Or it is.
So. $549 is what you pay for the whole entire month. There's
okay.
nothing additional. Out of that $549,
okay.
$300 of that is going directly to your Google Ads budget. So you're left with $249. Now $100
okay.
of that $249 is going directly to your Facebook ads. So all we're charging you to maintain the presence and look after market trends and what have you is just $149 a month aside from those two budgets.
Holy cow, dude. I mean, there's got to be some, there's something. I'm not asking. That just doesn't even seem right. You know what I'm saying?
I understand where you're coming from. I mean, I've had plenty of clients that have been in the same boat as you where they're getting charged quite a bit extra. And they're like, what are y'all doing? Like, this can't be like actually real. And there's like some worry to it. It's just the fact of the matter is, like we addressed earlier, we have so much experience, so many resources at hand, and just
right.
knowing the doors
right.
to go through and not, that we can put it at that price
okay.
point, knowing we'll still make a great profit, and then obviously beat the other guys.
So, okay, so that 300 that's going to Google, if I said, could we make it, could I spend a little more? Are you able to do that?
Yeah, yeah, that's no problem.
Because 300 is basically like, what, $10 a day, right?
Yeah,
so
$10
say,
a day.
Hey, could you up the, so I, but of course, maybe it's, you may just blow my brain or blow my mind here with, you get such good results with that that I may not even need to increase it, right? Like it may be that part of the reason I'm trying to spend more with Google is because Kite just isn't delivering what I need, you know?
Yeah, not my
here's what I've been told by,
yeah, because in what
here's
you
what
do
what
specifically and the
Kite.
Reason I'm sorry to just say real quick,
okay.
The reason I was
sure.
recommending Google Ads from the start and probably why they did is because your programming, I don't know how finite they got it on your end currently, but you can really get specific with it. You can count out mm-hmm. and actually like make sure that you don't show up in certain searches and prioritize other ones over the others. So you can really get specific. So I feel like, and I've seen
right.
this firsthand a lot of times with us, that we'll bring people over at a fraction of what they're currently paying, but still find the same results just because of how fine-tuned our program is. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Well, that would be kind of the X factor then, because and so here's one thing, and this is another reason why I've always kind of wondered and why I've even had that seed in my mind, like, well, maybe one of these days I'll leave Kite. Okay, so here's what they tell me. And this was even with the dude that I really liked. His name was Rusty. Rusty was just the greatest guy. Super nice. Been with him forever. But Rusty would tell me, so I'd call and say, hey, dude, let's bump that budget up for pay-per-click in Google, and let's bump it up, whatever it was. Let's say it was $35 a day. And I'd say, dude, can we bump that up to like 50? He's like, okay, sure. Well, then next thing I know, I'm not spending $50 a day. I'm still only spending 35 or 25, right?
Right.
And he would tell me, man, he's like, everything is set. He would say, it's just, dude, sometimes, you know, Google will spend your money if you want them to, but sometimes it's just not, the activity just isn't there. And he would go over my numbers and he'd say, well, you've had X number of clicks and, you know, X number of whatever. And he's like, you're just not getting the volume to even spend what you're wanting to spend. And to me and my wife, of course, my wife is a no bullcrap kind of woman. Like she just calls a spade, right? Like she's like, wait a minute. And so she would always say, Stephen, how is it that you're telling Google, hey, I will spend this money. If you will spend this money for me, I will spend it, right? I'll give it to you, right? She's like,
yeah.
How are they telling you that Google won't spend your money? She's like, this doesn't make any sense. And so I've wondered about that. Like, is that just how it is? Like, really? There's just times where, well, it doesn't matter. Google's not going to be able to spend it because you don't have the activity. And it's like, well, then wait. Why don't I have the activity? Why is the activity not there? What that means is I'm not getting the exposure. Right.
Yeah.
So that means
you're not
that
the right
somehow.
People.
Yeah. And so, is my gut right on that? Would you? I mean, I know you can't guarantee any kind of result or whatever, but just as a general kind of conceptual perspective, not anything committal at all, but just generally speaking, as just a concept, if you want to spend some money with Google and if the programming is there, you're going to get the exposure you want because Google very much wants to spend your money.
Yeah, I mean, it goes beyond that. It takes someone to not only take that money, but program it correctly. Because at the end of the day, if you're not just seeing the results that you want, it's more likely than not the programming behind it. You can throw as much money as you want behind it, but if it doesn't reach the right audience, no one's going to click on it. And then in turn, you won't get charged for anything because no one's clicking on the advertisement. Itself.
Right.
And
yeah.
that's another thing that I didn't mention that we give you. You're going to never have to ask us, oh, what's like my, one of my producing, what's the traffic looking like? We give you an app that you can download. You can also look at it from the desktop. That gives you just a full rundown of everything that's going on with us. It'll show you the new jobs we get you, the clicks we're producing, even like the location on the map the clicks are coming from, the demographics of these people. You can even have it like give you like dollar amounts of projects that you're doing currently, whether someone's paid you or not. It has like a full range dashboard that gives you a really easy to access analytics of everything.
For $149 a month. That is, you know, it doesn't sound hilarious, you know, like, okay, you get what you pay for. Well, I mean, golly, if you really can do it for that, dude, that would be so freaking impressive. And frankly, it would be like an answer to prayer. I mean, I don't want to get weird on you, but, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I mean,
I've heard it before.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, you're not the first person to tell me that at all. I'll be totally honest with you. Yeah. Yeah. I've frankly had some clients that were honestly getting their eyes ripped out before and brought over to us. And it's like, oh my God, you opened up like a whole new stream, like of just cash flow for us. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Cause dude, I've been living in this world for what I feel like is far too long, where it's a lot of questions and not a lot of answers. And it's just like this frustrating, like, well, I mean, thankfully I have business, you know, but I just feel like from my marketing, it's like it got to a certain point and then it just stopped. Like there was just never any real progress. And it's
right.
Like, I just feel like, okay, well, that's, and what I'm being told is like, well, that's just how it is. And it's like, I just find that hard to believe, you know, like,
yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But
me. Please blow my mind. Like,
I mean, I honestly, I underpromise. I really do tend to underpromise with these things. A lot of the times we do overachieve. I mean, I think you'll be really surprised what we can do just maneuvering with that price cost. And obviously, if you ever want to increase ads, you ever want to make your ads spend a little bit more, it's just a call away for us to do that for you. We'll never do it for you, but obviously, if you want to, we'll be more than happy to accommodate.
Know this. Part of the reason I would have any hesitation with anything is just what I'm telling you, that it's kind of like this living in this world of, well, you would like some better results, but no matter what we do, this is just kind of how it's going to be. And just the skepticism of this constant, like, well, I just find that hard to believe, right? And and the truth is, part of the reason that I would tell them to turn stuff off was because I was just not ever getting the results that I really wanted for the money that I was spending. If that makes sense, right? Like,
yeah,
that's great and that sounds great, but it just doesn't even matter because I'm not getting the results, you know?
Right. The money's
and
not
so, yeah, I would have the, I would have them turn stuff off just because it's like, well, why would I sit here and waste money, you know, just blowing it? I mean, it's just going out the door. I have no control over anything that's happening, right? Because that's how it feels. Like, well, you can't control it. Nobody knows what the reality is, and the money's just leaving the account, and you don't even get the ROI that you really. It's not even that you want it. It's like the ROI that you need, that you gotta have. You know,
exactly, to make the actual marketing make sense, and that's why we give you that app. So you're never wondering. You can see for yourself exactly what's going on with it. And even if you feel like hopping on the phone with us and just asking questions specifically on the analytics themselves, we're more than happy to do that with you and go through it in detail. But we just try to make things as transparent as possible.
So here's a question. Is there a way for you to see if there are any enhanced franchises that you are currently working with?
Well, that's a great thing about us as a premier partner. We have a really strict rule with Google that we can't represent anyone within a 50-mile radius of you that does anything remotely.
Oh, no. I mean, like, around the country. Around the country.
Oh, you're talking about
the reason I ask. Yeah. My franchise is it's called Enhance. And the franchisees are relatively tight. It's not a massive group. There's probably a couple hundred of us, right? And we have, you know, a Facebook page and People get on and
Wow.
have conversations and talk about this and that. And so I'm asking for two reasons. One, there are people all the time, franchisees all the time complaining about their marketing. And it, and they mostly use Kite because Kite is this premier partner, okay? I mean,
yeah.
So many of the franchisees use Kite. I mean, I bet it's easily 80%, 70 to 80% of the franchisees do that.
Yeah.
And so just so you know, if there was a way for you to, I mean, if you truly were able to deliver, right? Like what you're saying, dude, you could get in contact with a whole bunch of guys. And ladies, of course, but a whole bunch of franchisees that would be more than happy to spend some money with you, dude. Because it's such a niche kind of environment that you really have, if someone is getting results, they flock to that. I mean, those franchisees just lose their minds. Like, okay, yeah, let's try this. Let's do what teams do.
Yeah.
There's constant discussion around marketing and they're all talking about Kite because that's who they use. You know, it's like, yep, I'm using Kite. Is anybody getting leads? Is anybody getting, what's Kite telling you about this or that, right? Like, I mean, this is a constant discussion.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because, as you're saying, it's almost like, yeah, it could be different if they just kind of knew what they were doing, frankly. Whatever. I'm just saying that there's opportunity there that, like, a single post on the Facebook page could make your phone ring off the hook.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I'd definitely be happy to have
we're
you.
Not, we don't compete.
Pass the word on.
Yeah, we don't compete with each other because they specifically have it set up where you're not allowed to work in other franchisee territories. Like, where I own and the geography that I'm in, there won't be another franchise that works in that geography.
Nice.
Anyway. Yeah, kind of like protected, like, you know, protected territories or whatever. Anyway.
Well, no problem. I sent all that over. The only thing I got to do, Steven, because like I said, we only represent one. So I just need to put a soft hold on this so we stop the calls at least for the time being. We don't potentially fill it before then. The only thing I need to do that, Steven, is just schedule a call back with you. Either like later today if you're available or tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow is fine.
And what time works best for you?
Probably in the afternoon, probably. I'd say probably 2 or 3, somewhere in there. If you can.
2 or 3, let me just check my schedule real quick. How would like a 2:30 call back be?
That's fine. Yeah. No worries.
And this phone number that I have.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this phone number that I have for you, the 615-567-5510 is the best way to reach you.
That's totally fine. Yes. That's the business line.
All right. One moment. I'm making like a calendar invite. I'll send it through your email if you'd like to accept it. That way we're just in each other's schedule. And all of everything I sent to you is from my personal email. So if you're reviewing anything this evening with your wife and you have any questions, you can just send them back to me. At least I have them as a placeholder. At the very least, I'll have those answers ready for us tomorrow when they're called back.
Okay. Yeah, cool. No worries.
All right. Well, I got that all taken care of, Steven. I'm going to go ahead and put this soft hold on there. That way you just have time to review everything, and then I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:30, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and sorry, dude, what's your name?
My name is Evan Diaz.
Evan, okay, cool. Thanks,
yes, sir.
Evan.
Yeah, no problem, Steven. I really appreciate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. I definitely look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day and evening.
You too. Thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.